How are your cell phone apps organized? All individual apps are grouped into folders. And what are the bottom home bar apps?
I got all mine on one screen.
That's psychotic in my mind.
I've got the four folders, four things I use a lot, and then down here I've got...
So if you swipe, there's nothing else?
It's the straight to the search thing.
That is insane.
That's psychotic, why? Dude.
You gotta have eight pages that you swipe through that. With a bunch of apps you don't use anymore.
Yeah. I have one main, two, three, four, and then some at the top. Two full rows at the top.
I see. I hate that.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, I literally
damn.
Have
eight.
On the last page, VRBO Kindle app. I used that.
Nice.
Duggered that one.
Yeah, I fucking folded that one over. I got a mobile game on here.
Is it the beer chugger?
Yeah.
No, that's on its bottom task bar.
The eye beer?
Yeah, that's on the eye beer, yeah.
The quick links.
Wow, slammed.
Oof. Oh, God.
That's
that
what Miles would
easy.
Do with his last day on Earth, just slug eye beers.
Eye beers.
The only apps I have grouped together are like my banking apps and then my travel apps.
I have zero groups.
Same.
Really?
Yeah.
So I have all of the airline apps grouped into one.
I do have my most important apps on the first page. I will have to say that's the ones I use the most.
I have a group of just like basically my adult shit, which is banking and airlines and stuff are all in a folder.
The hub.
Yeah. And then I have socials, like all of our social media shit that we post on. And I have a food and shopping. So like DoorDash and Amazon and.
Ooh. I don't even have the Amazon app. I just go from Google, which that also is kind of psychotic in my mind.
A little bit, yeah.
In terms of bottom task
bar. It's September 1st. Got to pay my bills.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bottom task bar, I've never fiddled with it. It is phone, email, Safari, and Apple.
Why is that funny?
Why is
Safari funny?
Because I don't use it. Because those are like the most important ones, right?
Yeah. The bottom four are supposed to be the things you click into the most.
I call it the big four.
And then Apple Music, which apps. I also don't use Apple Music. I use Spotify.
Yeah.
So two out of the four, I don't even use.
We'll put Spotify down there.
That's it. I did it.
See, I can't get myself to change it, though.
We have the same thing, except I switched it to
it's
the
like
Chrome
if you
and Spotify.
If you move one app, then they're all fucking jumbled. You can't find anything.
So
I'm pretty locked in for a good another decade of orders of my apps.
There's been times where I'll like look at my phone and they're all like wiggling. And it's almost like you're trying to like disarm a bomb. You're like, oh, fuck.
You don't want to accidentally.
Like, you got to hit done on the top right. And you're like, oh.
Well, have you ever accidentally moved one? And then you're like, fuck, where was that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Moving an app on your phone screen now is like when you used to insert a picture on Microsoft Word and it would fuck up your entire document.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not comforting by any means.
The little fucking wiggles.
Yeah, I hate those. And it's this whole thing. Yeah. Imagine if you needed it, because like Spotify, that's like three pages over. So I'd have to go back two pages and down to the task
bar. I also now, if it's not on the first page, I usually just do the swipe down and type it in.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't even matter where it is.
It's a good idea.
So much faster. You guys have any cool games on your phone?
Cool games.
I have Pokemon Go. I have Heads Up. Remember that game?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And Piccolo, it's a drinking game. It's basically just categories, but no cards.
Gotcha. And you open it like once a year.
Once a year. I always have to re-download it every time someone wants it because my apps offload.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't have a single
game. And then also in my games, I've got Fantasy Football, Prize Picks, DraftKings, that type of shit is in my games folder.
Gotcha. I put that in the business folder.
I don't have a single game.
Really?
Nope.
I pegged you for a Tetris guy.
You pegged him?
Yeah. At the Tough Mudder 2014.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was one of the obstacles.
That's why it's so shaky.
You didn't peg me for as a Tetris guy.
I do. I mean, I feel like you'd like Tetris or Snake.
What makes you think that?
You're an old school game guy.
Brick breaker.
Yeah. Since when, though?
Yeah, since now.
When have I ever been an old school game
Paper
guy?
Paperboy.
Apparently you're not. Paperboy is your favorite game of all time.
That's old school.
When I was fucking six.
Yeah,
Tetris,
but
Tetris is your favorite game on the phone. It's a fact.
What's wrong
you.
With Tetris?
Yeah.
Nothing. You're offended. But you said, hey, I peg you as a Tetris guy. I said, well, why? What is that? How do you get to that conclusion? I'm just curious as to why you think
that. I think you're offended that I said you're a Tetris guy.
I'm
like
not at all.
Most people like Tetris, though.
Yeah.
I just think you're making assumptions that aren't true.
You sound offended. Tetris is one of the most beloved games of all time.
Correct.
Yeah. And so
I like Tetris, but I'm not like a huge Tetris guy.
No, I just pegged you for one.
My issue with this whole thing is you're just assuming things like.
No, I'm pegging you for them.
Miles, I pegged you as a Pokemon Go guy. He's never played Pokemon Go in his entire life.
You've never played Tetris?
I had a phase.
Yeah, we all played Pokemon Go for like a month.
I didn't.
I believe that, but I bet you played Tetris before on your phone.
Not on my phone, no. Where else would you play it?
That's pretty much it now.
Game Boy? Computer?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I probably played it years ago.
Study Island.
Study Island?
You guys ever played Study Island in school?
I played a lot of slime volleyball on addictinggames.com.
I played Boom Boom Volleyball.
What's
that? Remember
that?
You get to a certain level and the girls would play topless.
No shit.
Do you remember those games that would be like the touch games on the bar tops? And then there was like, it'd be like, find the difference in these pictures, yada, yada, or like complete a puzzle. And as you complete the puzzle, the picture shows up. And then there was like a nude version. No so like you could go over there and do and find the difference in these. And it'd be like one nipple is different than the other nipple. You never play those. I used to.
At bars?
Yeah, at bars.
Like on a tablet or what?
No, so it was like a big ass computer screen almost, but they're all touch screen games. You could play Hoop Jones on there as well.
I don't remember.
I can't believe no one knows.
Which one's Hoop Jones again?
It's where you just tap the basketball player and he shoots and the hoops going left and right.
I played it, but where would I have played it at?
Probably at a bar on one of these touch things.
Because those were sick.
Yeah. Yeah. Hoop Jones was the shit. And then when dad was distracted with his buddies, you'd switch over to find the difference in the picture.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Wait till you get busted looking at boobs.
Pam Andy booby.
Yeah. Pam Anderson.
Crazy track schedule.
Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/youbetcharadio.